Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, putting it all together. Thanks for being out there. And glad to say we have the team of Robin and Howard in technical excellence this morning. So great to have a team at the controls. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder of the recently opened Calico Fish House on Pacific Coast Highway in the Sunset Beach area of Huntington Beach, will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we're talking about California oysters this morning. Believe it or not, there is a shortage of California oysters right now, and Chef Andrew will explain the why and what is going on. And given that he has a very extensive raw bar, he will be explaining where he is sourcing his oysters from right now. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that just enhances what we do on Saturday morning, gives you a little bit more information about what we're up to during the week, and is also a great resource. We do have a recipes section there. So typically when we have a cookbook author on the show, they'll share one or two recipes from their book, and they will then be available on our website. So great resource to have there. Website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, but never get tired of it, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And one little note, we love for you to tune into the show live. Live radio for a show like this, few and far between these days. But if you miss a segment or miss a show and want to catch up, we archive all the segments individually in podcast form. And as they like to say, the SoCal Restaurant Show is available wherever you get your podcasts, but iTunes, Apple Podcasts, you know, the typical places where they're available. And generally, we have those posted by the Tuesday following the Saturday show. So just something to keep in mind. Busy week out there, but the most exciting development is the James Beard Foundation in the last week announced their semifinalists. Now, what this is are the semifinalists that are eligible to then be a nominee for a James Beard Foundation award. So a little complicated. In the industry, they call this the shortlist. But again, what this is are the semifinal nominations. This list of folks in each category then are eligible at the end of next month when they announce the nominations, which generally are about five nominations in each category. And we definitely want to thank and salute the California nominees. Many of them have been previous guests on the show, I'm happy to say, and we'll highlight a few of them. Best Chef California, again, for the semifinal nominations. Happy to say that Chef Justin from Anajak Thai in Sherman Oaks, who has been a guest on the show and is really doing a great job preserving his family legacy. He's the second generation of the founding family of Anajak Thai and has really reinvented the restaurant and is very passionate about what he does and also has a tremendous wine list. So the idea that Asian food and wine don't go together. Chef Justin is very good about resolving that in disproving that theory. So again, Anna Jack Tai, Justin is on the short list for Best Chef California. Also, you know, like to see Orange County represented in that category. Carlos Salgado of Taco Mesa in Costa Mesa. Costa Mesa, actually previously a semifinal nominee. He has also been nominated again as a semifinalist for Best Chef in California this year. Also, we've had Jazz from Jitlada on the show previously. Glad to see that Jazz is on that short list for Best Chef California. Then, a lot of other categories, but particularly of interest, restaurateur Greg Doolin of Doolin's Soul Food, which is in Inglewood and Los Angeles, is a semifinalist for Outstanding Restaurateur. Glad to see that. In the Best New Restaurant category, really excited to see Yangban Society in the Arts District in LA on that short list. You know, they are really doing unusual and innovative things at Yangban Society, taking Korean food and giving it an American slant with fresh local ingredients. Husband and wife team, they're working at it very hard. Great to see them on the list, and I hope that actually gravitates into a nomination for Best New Restaurant. We'll see about that. Then, a wonderful bakery that is in Thai Town, but American style baked goods and desserts. Glad to see them on the short list for Outstanding Bakery, that being Friends and Family, Roxana Julepot. Again, a very hardworking husband and wife team, and glad to see them on the list. And for all of your sake enthusiasts out there, in the category of outstanding wine slash other beverages, is Ototo in Los Angeles. They have an incredible list of sake, and actually even have a sake sommelier. So if you're ever wondering more about sake and want to get some additional information and, you know, not feel like you should know more than you know, they are very welcoming at Ototo and definitely full of knowledge. So again, congratulations to all the California nominees that are part of the semifinalist list for a James Beard Foundation nomination. And we will pick up the nominees at the end of next month when they're announced. As always, a very full show today. We're going to be continuing my reporting on my recent trip up to the Santa Ynez Valley. We're going to be talking with hotelier, restaurateur, and also winery proprietor, Jonathan Rosenson, about his properties that he has in the Santa Ynez Valley, including the Colico Organic Winery with the vineyards in Solvang and the tasting room in Los Olivos. But he also has a Michelin-recognized restaurant in Solvang, First & Oak, that I got a chance to experience a couple of weeks ago, and highly recommendable. I love to see more seafood dinner houses in the greater Los Angeles area. It doesn't always happen. A new one that opened that is eminently recommendable, actually a branch of a seafood restaurant that started in Boston, is Salty Girl. It is in the Sunset Plaza area of the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles. Kathy Seidel is the proprietress. We'll be chatting with her a little later in the show and get her vision for Salty Girl. But when it comes to every form of seafood, they are really doing it at Salty Girl, and also have a very creative dessert program. Then we will move on to our man in Las Vegas, Al Mancini, formerly the food writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal for about 5.5 years, and now the creator of the Neon Feast dining app, which is just a great, honest dining guide to Los Angeles. So as usual, a lot on the plate. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When you return, it is hotelier, restaurateur, and Jonathan Rosenson. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.